internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am he. I am Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my name.
It is.
Well, you'd be surprised. People have asked over there, is that really your name? Yes, it is. That is really my name. It is March 29th, the year of our Lord, 2025. If my voice doesn't sound quite as good today, it's because I was out doing yard work. And Dee said,
why don't you wear a mask so you don't get all that dust? In your respiratory system.
And I said, well, I'm not going to, because, you know, I'm not a retard. I think a guy said it best this week. He said, I think it was just yesterday, I saw this, and I thought it was so great. He said, he or she, I don't remember, but one of my ex-followers at Stephen Roy Radio said, if you accuse me of being retarded, you must be a retard. And of course, Elon Musk made that famous again, you know, well, they're retarded. And he has Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism. So if he can call you a retard, well, then sorry, you're...
You shouldn't say that, because you're about to say, man...
No, D, you don't sound like that. I'm not good at impersonations.
You're not supposed to say retard. You're supposed to say mentally disabled.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know that. But hey, I am not politically correct. So if you don't like it, sorry. All right, let's go ahead and do the rumble. Then we're going to play some good music for you. Drink some more water to wash off that nummy West Texas dust. Wash it down my gullet. Yeah. Take my headphones off. Beep. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble. It is March 29th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your hoster for the moster of the Stephen Roy Rumble. Yes, that is my name, Stephen Roy. I said on the podcast, you'd be surprised how many people have asked over the...
Is that really your name?
Or they confuse me with the actor Stephen Roy, who is married to the chick that was Trinity on The Matrix. No, that's not me. That's not me. Although I did see where they filmed the cafe scenes of Roswell. Used to be a little cafe in Covina, California. So I have been there. I lived right next door in Glendora, which is a great little town. I've got all kinds of Van Halen tribute, part of which is in Glendora, but I'm not going to talk about it here. A lot of TV and radio stations may be watching this Rumble today. Thank you so much for watching. I have to share with you, I'm not going to give any specifics about maybe any interviews I had or anything like that. I'm not going to do it because it's not cool. It's not cool to talk about stations that aren't going to be hiring me. So, what's the point in talking about it? Did a bunch of yard work this morning, so my voice may not sound great. Sorry about that. Dee said, you should wear a mask. And I said, you know, the only people that wear masks now are those that have immunodeficiency diseases and retards. Because the mask does not stop the Rona. I was coming home the other day, and there was this Asian couple that must live in my neighborhood, and they were walking outside the subdivision, outside by themselves, and they had masks on. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen there, gentlemen, lady, They don't work. They do not stop the Rona. They don't stop viruses. The only thing they stop is dust. Now, if it was a haboob day here in West Texas, yes, you should probably wear a mask, especially if you have a comorbidity, which 99% of people that died from the Rona, from the Wuhan flu, from the control of virus pandemic, they died because of comorbidities. I'm sorry to be the one to have to break the news to you, but that's the truth. So, digressing again, let's talk about the two things that old-timey TV and radio stations want to see or hear. If you're an old-timey TV station, you want to hear it, you want to see my reel. Let's talk about what a reel is. Literally, a reel is, in the old days, a reel of film, right? So in the old days, you would probably have to send a TV station an actual film reel of your experience on TV. It's the same thing now. They just want to see a video file. Send them a 5-minute video file of stuff you've done on the air. And that's what you have to do if you want a job with an old-timey TV station. Now, I am not going to edit through hours and hours and hours of videos to find a couple segments of video to send you. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I send you my reel, and then in 5 seconds, you decide whether you want me on your TV station or not. I've just wasted hours putting together a video that you're not even going to give a rat's a about. I'm not going to do it. If you are so old, you can't click on one of these Rumble videos to see what I look and sound like. Now, this is super high-tech video. I got my iPad set up behind a ring light. I got two other lights up here. See, you see my hand? That's a light. Off camera, you can't even see it. Oh, look. So you see the shadow on my face? That's another light. Now, I should have makeup right here on my head, but I'm not gonna put on makeup. Okay? You know how much I get paid for this Rumble video? Zip. Zero. Nada. You know how much money I've made on Rumble videos over the last several years? Oh, about 42 cents. So I don't do it for fun. I mean, I don't do it to make money. I do it for fun. That's why I do it. And I know that if I get a job in TV or radio, it's going to be because of this Rumble. It's going to be because of the podcast. So if you're an old-timey TV station and you want to see my reel, hi, I'm Stephen Roy. I can't help but laugh because if you look, people don't watch TV like they used to. They just don't. Okay? We hardly ever watch the cable. We don't. We just don't. We watched TBS, TNT the other night to see the Texas Tech game, and we didn't watch much, and we should have. And that's why I have this shirt on. See this shirt? See this shirt? It says Elite 8. Elite 8, Texas Tech. Wreck 'em, Tech. Wreck 'em. So Texas Tech plays tonight at 5-something, 5:10, for the chance to go to the Final Four. Now, they're going to be playing Florida. It's not going to be an easy game, so they may or may not win. So D got me this Elite 8 shirt here locally at a local outfitter. Thank you, D, for getting that. And that's why I'm wearing it today. I do want Tech to win, and I will be watching. Now, it didn't start till like 9:30 Thursday night. We watched for like 10, 15 minutes, and they weren't doing good, so we turned it off. We turned it off because it was almost our bedtime. Does that mean I'm old? Yeah, probably so. Well, when you get up at 6 in the morning, you're not going to stay up past 10 o'clock that night. You know, it's important to get a good night's sleep. It's very important. Now, should I win the Powerball tonight? Well, then I basically can stay up whenever I want because I don't have to go to work anymore. But we will do a lot. Believe me, we have all kinds of things that we have envisioned. I mean, you can call me a weirdo if you want to. I am a weirdo. I don't deny that. But I have a vision from God for amazing things to do. Should we win the Powerball tonight? Or should I be hired by an actual radio or TV station? Got lots of great ideas. And if you want to hear them, well, I guess you're going to have to hire me then. Now, so that's what TV stations want. They want a reel This is 2025, okay? Click on my link on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. At the top, this Rumble video will be pinned. The latest Rumble video is pinned at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. If you are so old, you cannot click on Stephen Roy Radio and then click on the Rumble to see my video, click on the link. It's not hard. Click Stephen Roy Radio. Click Rumble. Not difficult. You can do it. Now, old-timey radio stations, I got contacted recently by a good-sized Texas market wanting my MP3. I was at work. I do have a day job. I said, hey, I'll be happy to send you an MP3 when I get home from work. When I get home to my, and I can go into this studio, I can go into my studio, I can put together a quick MP3 and send it to you. Happy to do that. Or you could go to my X at Stephen Roy Radio and click on the website link at the top. That is the podcast server. That is the podcast server. You can click on that and you can listen to several different podcasts. Not hard. Click, click, audio. That's the podcast that I'm recording right here, okay? It's not difficult. If you're not willing to do that, and you would only insist that I send you an MP3 where you can listen and decide in 3 seconds if you like my voice or not, if that's not good enough, guess what? I don't want to work for you. Now, I don't want to sound like an A. If I do work for you, I am going to bust my A, okay? What have I told people in the cover letters that I have sent out? I have doubled the income of a radio station, okay? Doubled. I know how to do it, okay? I'm not going to do sales, but I'm happy to support your salespeople. I'll go on sales calls with them, but I do not want to work on commission. So happy to help. Happy to help. I can create awesome promotions. Everyone in your town will be talking about. I can certainly do production with Adobe Audition. I've worked with several different automation systems. Maybe not the latest one and greatest today, but I have. Okay, so I'm happy to do production, promotions, live on the air, play-by-play. I've done hundreds of basketball games, and I didn't play basketball. I know football the best because I played high school and college football. I know baseball the next because I played and watched I did lots of play-by-play when I was in Sitka, Alaska for the local baseball team there and teams that came from all over Southeast Alaska. Well, all over Alaska, not just Southeast Alaska. And of course, I played for 8 years. So, you know, I know baseball, and I did hundreds of basketball play-by-play game, hundreds of games. The Southeast Alaska Regional Tournament that was in Sitka, we did 22 games in 3 days between 3 different play-by-play guys. Between me, Eric, and I don't remember the other gentleman's name. He came down from Anchorage. He's originally from Sitka. He came back from Anchorage to do games with us. And he used to do a lot of games for ESPN at the Great Alaska Shootout. I don't even know if they do that anymore. I know Texas Tech has been there for that. So anyway, no problem doing play-by-play. I can even do engineering work for you. Yes, I have worked on transmitters and saddle and translators. I've built and installed and repaired translators. I've even worked on satellators. That's a translator that instead of an antenna on the input, it has a satellite feed on the input. And I've worked on transmitters, though I'm not going to lie to you and sit here and say I'm a transmitter expert. I've also worked on STLs, which is a studio to transmitter link. So I have tremendous amount of engineering experience. However, I am not interested in going to work for a TV station as purely an engineer. That's what I do now as my day job in the telecommunications industry. Well, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. I am willing to commit for several years to a TV or radio station and work there until I retire. That could be 10 years. So I'm willing to work for you, work my A off for 10 years. I've even done hundreds of live remotes. So no problem doing live remotes, driving listeners or viewers into a business. Yes, I can do that with great promotions too. Without mentioning the promotion itself, I did a promotion in Sitka, Alaska. We're talking about a very rural, at the time it was like the fifth largest town in Southeast Alaska, had a population of like 9,500 people. We had over 1,000 people come to a grand opening in Sitka, Alaska because of the promotion that we did. It was a huge turnout. So let's translate that to a major market. I could get tens of thousands of people into your business in a decent sized market. Heck, in this market, I could get a few thousand people to come into the business. But unfortunately, the smaller the market, the less the pay. And we'll just have to see what happens. All right, we're already 13 minutes into the show. I've talked enough on that. Let me get a drink of my sparkling drink. I was thinking of some amazing classic rock stories that I could tell on a classic rock station, but I'm not going to share them here. Like Dee always tells me, "Hey, don't give away all your secrets. What is wrong with you?" She's right. She is right. All right. Let's go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. Thank you for watching the Rumble video last week. More people watched last week than a long time. 322 people clicked on the link to the Rumble video, so do appreciate that. Here's an Epoch Times report that 3/4 of U.S. scientists in Nature poll, that's a real leftist magazine, 3/4 of leftist scientists say they're going to leave the United States. Well, you know why? Let me tell you why they're going to leave. This is what I said. Here's a translation from your Uncle Stephen. Without ridiculous billions from U.S. political hacks for BS research, like trans rats? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to... How about we just sew together a couple rats and see how that works out? Okay? So, these scientists say they're going to leave because they're not getting billions from U.S. hacks in the swamp. So they're going to have to now go somewhere else to scam their gazillions. That's why scientists say they're going to leave. Hey, I'm not anti-science if it's real science, okay? Let me give you an example. My brother was 13 when he was 13, I was 4? Yeah, I was 4 when he was 13. And he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He went to City of Hope, and then they treated him with radiation and chemotherapy, which of course did cause health problems, especially later in life. He passed away when he was 61. Anyway, City of Hope basically, you know, and all, for all intents and purposes, cured my brother of cancer, right? And he lived to be 61. That's pretty good when they told my parents at 13 that he would be dead by Christmas. So in September, they told my parents that my brother, 13 years old, would be dead by Christmas. He lived to be 61, and it was heart trouble, heart problems that eventually took his life. May God rest his soul. Well, here's what happened years ago. Animal rights wackos raided their research facility and took all their laboratory animals. How are you going to experiment on cancer drugs? Are you going to do that on humans? I mean, there are trials that you can do to hopefully do that, and I think that's awesome. However, a friend of my, at the time it would have been my son-in-law's aunt, okay, had cancer. I think it was a blood cancer. Anyway, she went into remission. She was fine. But she had a death wish because she lost her husband. I believe his name was Stephen. He was a Hawaiian gentleman. I just remember, I didn't go to it, but I remember he had a Hawaiian funeral, which I saw once off the coast of California, where they gather together on surfboards in a circle, and then they put like a wreath or flowers in the water, and they scattered his ashes at sea, which is, I think, is awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Well, I think she was so distraught from losing her husband, she had a death wish. So, instead of just living after she was in remission from cancer, she volunteered for a study. I believe it was at Stanford. It was a stem cell research study. She volunteered to be experimented on with stem cells when she didn't even really have cancer anymore. She was in remission. And guess what? The experiment killed her. Killed her. So like I said, I think she had a death wish. So what's my point? My point is, these animal rights wackos who took the research animals from the City of Hope set back cancer research 10 years. So look, I don't have a problem with research if it's real. But we don't need to be giving millions and millions and millions for Iraqi Muppet shows, right? We don't need to be giving millions and millions and millions to dead people. We don't need to be giving millions and millions of Social Security to 9-year-olds, you know, to illegal aliens. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And you wonder why we have multi-trillion dollar deficits every year. Makes me ill. Just makes me ill. Elon Musk drops an earthquake announcement. Even Trump was surprised, or so conservativebrief.com says. And the bottom line is this: Elon says he should be done with the Doge work by June. I don't have a problem with that. Didn't expect him to do it forever. I don't think we quite understand the amazing things that Elon has done. Now, if you talk to people that own Teslas, they say they're amazing. I won't buy one unless we win the bill. Almost, what is it? I think it's over $500 million. If we win over $500 million in the Powerball tonight, I'll buy a Tesla Cybertruck just to have one for fun, just to support Elon. You know what? People are not going to be defacing it in West Texas. I haven't heard of one incident of that happening in West Texas. You want to know why? People are prosecuted in Texas. If you commit a crime here, you're going to do the popo perp walk to the pokey. I can almost guarantee it. They will not stop looking for you until they find you, and you will go to jail. I was privileged to sit on the grand jury in Lubbock County at the Lubbock County Courthouse, and I learned a lot about it was unbelievable the amount of crimes that were prosecuted. So you will be prosecuted if you commit a crime in Lubbock County, which is probably the largest county, I would think, by population in West Texas. MAGA Voice posted this, which was great. It says, imagine being 78, in fantastic shape, with 5 children, stress-free. I don't know about stress-free. The left absolutely hates this. And it's a video of President Trump walking to Marine One. Hey, I don't care what you think. I think he's the best president of my lifetime, okay? And I'm 58 years old. I'm not as scared to tell you how old I am if you're watching from a TV or radio station. And the next best president I can think of would be President Reagan. Now, I thought President Bush did a good job after September 11th. It wasn't until after his presidency that he became a sellout traitor. And that's what I think of him now. I have no respect for W. None. I thought H.W. Bush was a great president, but he ran a terrible campaign when he ran for re-election. You remember this? Read my lips. No new taxes. And then he taxed us up the A. That's why he lost the election. McShame. You know John McShame? The canary from the Hanoi Hilton? Yeah, that's what they called him, the canary, because he sung like a frickin' bird after he was tortured. Okay, I don't ever want to have to go through that, okay? I'm sure it was the most absolute terrible thing that could ever happen to a human. But you don't give out government secrets. I don't care how much you are terror. You all, You can torture me till my death. And I would not give out secrets if I had them. I don't, but you know what I'm saying. Then you had Mittens. I mean, that...
Oh, I can't say anything negative about Barack Hussein Obama Jr.
You know, McShane wouldn't even say Malbama.
Well, I don't want to bring the fact that he faces East Mecca 5 times a day into the campaign.
Talk about a worthless campaign. Wow. Anyway, President Ronald Reagan was the next best president after President Trump. Man, I get some of the most terrible comments on the X. I probably block 20 or 30 people a day. I have, let's see. I have 6,864 followers right now. I'd probably have 116,000 followers if I didn't have to block people, which happens every day, every day. This is NPR. I applied for one NPR station, and I'm glad they didn't call because I don't think I can work for an NPR station. What am I supposed to do? Like, you know, hold my breath and pretend I don't dislike their leftist idiocy? That's why we can't pay for it. We can't. Jonathan Turley posted this. Unfortunately for National Public Radio, that proved all too true this week. The Hill just posted my column on how CEO Catherine Mayer just made the conclusive case for defunding NPR. Yes, it needs to be defunded. It needs to be ran like a business, not with taxpayer money. Same for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. No more government funds. None. Any station that gets taxpayer money and then posts leftist idiocy, if you jackboot alongside your communist comrades, you're not getting no money. You're not. Did you know that the Labor Party in the ununited Kingdomistan are going to raise taxes? That's right. From April 1st, families with young children will be hit with over £1,000 in extra costs. And it gets worse. Any energy prices are going to go up £111. Despite their PM's 300-pound cut promise, council taxes are going to go up $109. Yet services are going to go down. You're going to get less services. Broadband, phone, car tax, TV license, all are going up. April Fool's is coming. But the real trick is labor pretending they've got the economy under control. That from Kimmy. And it's right. That's right. If you vote for labor, you get rubbish and rats. Literally. That's a dumpster. You see it? My phone changed. That's a dumpster. That's a dumpster with trash all around it. The bottom line is this. They are importing millions and millions of illegal aliens into Britain. You know what this Starmer guy just said? He said, you know what? If you're a white person, you are going to get a much larger sentence than a minority. He actually said that. Yes, he did. So, you can rape a woman and you're an illegal alien, and you're going to get very little jail time, if any. You might just get probation. The judge will say, well, we can't separate him from his 10 wives. We just can't do it. What? Grandpa, yeah, Grandpa posts something on Facebook and somebody doesn't like it. They complain to the police. Grandpa has to do the popo perp walk to the pokey. He spends 18 months in jail for a meme. You can't make this S up. It's just such bull S. Unbelievable. Gordon Masher posted this and it's so great. Doesn't this have an element of truth and show you the agenda for Western countries? Weak leaders are bowing down to these invaders. Yeah, you're being invaded with illegal aliens. Now, we've stopped that here in the United States, and we have, just 100 million that we need to deport people. You can't say 100 million, David. You don't know that it's 100 million. Tell me how many it is. Tell me. Tell me the exact number. How many illegal aliens overstayed their visa? How many illegal aliens from virtually every nation on Earth? Tell me how many there are.
What? I don't know.
Yeah, nobody does. That's my point. That's why 100 million is so absurd, because you can't tell me how many illegal aliens are in the United States. Great meme. So let me get this straight. Everyone hates white people, but everyone wants to live where the white people are at. It's kind of like the leadership from Black Liberals Matter. They got hundreds of millions of dollars extorted from corporations, and then they bought mansions in white neighborhoods. What did Black Liberals Matter do for black people?
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
They did zero, nada, zip, niet, nothing. Black Liberals Matter did nothing for black people. Boy, that's good. Not going to advertise for the company, but it comes from our... It's a plain label, and it is good. 89 cents for this liter. I'm not going to give you the brand. The liter has 15 calories.
Oh, but see, it has aspartame. You're going to die.
Do you think I would die if it was full of sugar?
Yeah, I sure would.
So, there you have it. That's that. Great post from Gordon Master. Here's a great meme. Shows President Trump shopping, and he has a 12 pack with Canada on it and a 12 pack with Greenpeace on it, and it says, "I'm shopping with President Trump." You know, I saw some Canadians, talked to some Canadians when we were in Las Vegas in line for Blue Man Group, which was a great show. It's not going to be in Las Vegas much longer. Really enjoyed it. Totally interactive. Wonderful performance. Very good. Could not appreciate Blue Man Group until I saw him live, and it was awesome. So good. Anywho, the Canadian gentleman's son was there playing hockey in Las Vegas, and that's why they were there. And I mentioned President Trump, and I got a, "Uh-oh, I don't want to talk about this." And you don't want to know what Canadians think. I said, yes, I do know what most Canadians think of President Trump, and it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I said, you do realize that he badmouths blackface baby Trudeau, who was PM at the time, just to troll him. He's trolling. He's trolling Greenland. He's trolling Canada, and I think it's awesome. All right, that's going to do it for the Rumble this week. I've been hiding behind my koala. See my koala? I got this in Australia in 1982. That's how old that is. That koala came from Australia when I was there in 1982. I'd love to go back, hopefully in the near future. And I know one of my friends is still there, Mick. And I'd like to see Mick and all the guys. And had a wonderful time when we were there in 1982. We were from Arcadia. The Arcadia Marching Band marched down the streets of Newcastle, because Newcastle was our sister city, and what a wonderful time that was. The only time in my life I really felt like a celebrity. Well, used to do a TV show. People would notice me. "Hey, that's that guy from that TV show." And then, of course, the markets that I worked in radio in, you know, "Oh, you're Steve." Yeah, that's what she said. She had this image of me in her mind, but then she went to a live remote and, "Oh, you're Steve." Yeah, that's me. Sorry to disappoint you. Thank you so much for watching the Rumble. I hope you enjoyed it. You have a great day. You have a great evening. Have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. Ugh. Yeah, my voice is a bit hoarse.
D was right, because I did my yard work today.
But that's okay. All right, got some good music queued up for you right now. First, we have to play... left my headphones turned all the way up. Well, I got to when I talk. We have to play... because
I'm deaf.
Yeah, even with hearing aids, I'm deaf. Let's play Victory Bells to celebrate the Texas Tech victory.
And there it is right there.
You know, they play victory bells. You know, I once said when I was on the radio, you know, I stutter occasionally. Listener called in and said, you know what, that's what we love about you, Stephen, because you're a real person. You know, you're not fake. This is it. What you see is what you get. If you happen to be listening to the podcast. Anyway, let's play victory bells that they do play in a bell tower on the Texas Tech campus, the Saddle Tramps. They bang that bell until midnight after every victory.
Oh my God, RFD!
It wasn't where I thought we'd meet, outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street, with tears in my eyes in the driver's seat. That's just the place God came for me. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus in a parking lot. Called out in love to this wayward isn't where I thought we'd meet. Outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side.
This is RFD.
They know how to let their hair hang. They know how to let it all hang out. Way down, way down, Texas way. Yeah, the music's loud, so is the crowd. We'll party till the sun comes up. We'll float a keg, then grab some cold long necks, drink tequila and a Dixie cup. Way
from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back when a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" When I sat down in the front seat, turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white, pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar string?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
sounds can't put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a man between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the man got down when it finally reached his toes.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the rubber band.
Whoa, whoa.
Man, you've never heard a sound like the rubber band.
Man,
you're bound to lose control when the rubber band starts to jam.
Got that rubber band up on his toes, and then he wriggled it up, up around his nose. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Playing all the music, yes, keeping time.
So much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh.
And then he had to nerve to twiggle his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his head, y'all.
You might be missing some of the benefits that stereo can provide.
One, two, three, four.
Find a home. Oh.
If you know what I mean, and I hope you do.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Go!
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all. Whack, whack.
Will the landslide brought me down?
The who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Cannibal!
Massive feedback, sorry. Wrong knob. That's what happens when you turn the monitor knob up too much.
Great radio, Steven. You really know what you're doing here, yeah? No, I do not.
It's hour number two. It's time for fun like that retardation. It's the rant-free second hour. You know what that means? That means less Steven, more fun stuff. I've queued up some Dale Watson. So I'm going to play that for you next if I can get it right. And a fun one from Jack Johnson, probably his most popular song. This one he wrote in 2 weeks about a dude from Lubbock.
David Puck's Kemper, Vignano, Estacado. Farms 3,700 acres outside of Lubbock. He's a harvest time trucker hauling wheat and corn and sorghum. David Bucks Kemper, Vignano, Estacado. He's a farming trucker, or maybe he's a trucking farmer. It all depends on the time of year. In the summer there's wheat, in the fall corn and sorghum. For David Bucks Kemper, Vignano, Estacado. Still the D.O.T., he's got the dodger. David Bucks Kemper, Vignano, Estacado. He's a farming trucker, or maybe he's a trucking farmer. It all depends on the time of year. In the summer there's wheat, in the fall corn and sorghum. David Bucks Kemper, Vignano, Estacado. David Bucks Kemper, Vignano, Estacado. David Bucks Kemper, Vignano, Estacado. Oh, sure is flat. Boy, you can see him rolling all the way from Plains. Watch that truck. Oh, you already did.
It's as simple as something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the cards. And her feet are all covered with tar balls and scars. It's a common as something that nobody knows it. Her beauty will follow wherever she goes. Up the hill in the back of her house in the wood. She loved me forever, I know she could. To be just good friends, wouldn't give me none, but all I wanted was some. She's got a whole lot of reason, she can't think of a single one that can justify leaving. He got none, but he thinks he got so many problems, and he got too much time to waste. Like commercials, but her dreams are picture perfect, and her dreams are so related, though they're often underestimated. Simple as something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as a bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car. Feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da, la da da da. La da 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 da. La
Well, I was eating lunch at the DLG when this little girl came and she sat next to me. Never seen nobody move the way she did. Well, she did and she does and she'll do it again. When you move like a jellyfish, rhythm don't mean nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. Move like a jellyfish, rhythm is nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. Coming to something that nobody knows, that her beauty will follow wherever she goes. Up the hill in the back of a house in the wood, she loved me forever, I know. She la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. If you would only listen, you might just realize what you're missing. You're missing me. If you would only listen, you might just realize what you're missing. You're missing me. It's simply something that nobody knows. That her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes, and the feet of a queen of the heart of the car. Feet are infested with tall balls. And la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da.
God, RFD.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Pure energy.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD. whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
John Cicada on the Stephen Roy podcast. Is that awesome or what? That is a great song. Love it. Do you know that he got started as a backup singer from Gloria Estefan? It's true. Yes, he did. And then he went out on his own, and the rest is history. Gotta love it. You know, Dee wanted this song to be the song played when I entered the venue for our wedding, but we didn't do that. But it would have been fun. Anyway, that was a wonderful day. It sure was. August 10th, 2023, a day I'll never forget. The day my life changed forever. The only thing better than that was August 13th, 2022 was the day we met. Anyway, so this one's for you, D. That's going to do it for me on today's show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. You have a great day. A great evening. A great week. Yes, now you have to.
Sometimes marriages don't work. Sometimes babies die. Sometimes rehab turns to relapse, and you're left just asking why. And for all the prayers I've prayed, I still wonder if he's real. And if he is, how is he choosing who he does and doesn't heal? I've tried to run from Jesus. I've started holy wars. I've tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been is crying. And I burned my share of bridges. I learned to tuck my tail and run. I watched the wreckage in the rear view from all the crooked things I've done. And I know that he forgives me, but it's hard to forgive myself. I can't help but think amazing grace is for everybody else. I've tried to run from Jesus. I started holy wars. I tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been. I know I wasn't there, but when I look up at the cross, I see the darkest day in history, and I guess that's what kindness cost. I tried to run from Jesus, I started holy wars, I tried the patient waiting and the kicking down. Thank you.
you get all that?
We're like, clothed or something. Go away.